This afternoon we'll talk about high blood pressure. Okay. Blood pressure is a very, very simple. Okay. So nothing difficult to really understand. Blood pressure. What is blood pressure? That means the blood is pressuring something, right? Blood is pressuring what? The blood is passing through the blood vessel, so blood is pushing what? The wall of the blood vessel, right? Very simple. So if your blood is not really rushing through the blood vessel and your blood just stops it. It stops, what happened? It stops. Then it doesn't really push, right? The blood vessel wall. If it gets faster and faster, it becomes what? The pressure become higher and higher, right? So that's why when you are doing exercise, blood pressure goes up or not? Well, of course, right? When you do the exercise, you know, because you need, your muscles need more oxygen, and heart has to what? Pump blood more, so your heart is sending blood to the muscle faster, right? So, the blood is going to rush through the blood vessel faster, right? So simple. So, you know, higher blood pressure. Don't think that high blood pressure is a problem. Whenever blood pressure goes up, it goes up because, tell me, because you need to go up, you know? Yeah. When you're doing exercise and blood vessel blood pressure don't go up, what happened? You're going to pass out. Blood pressure has to go up. See? Right. When you're under the stress, your blood pressure has to go up. When you're so angry, if blood pressure don't go up, what happened? You're going to pass out. See? Blood pressure goes up or goes down because it need to go up, right? It need to go down. Very simple. This is a really big problem, and people forgetting, and then they simply what? We just simply determine what blood pressure is normal or abnormal. Then we are trying to bring higher blood pressure down to what? Normal. That's what we're trying very hard to do that. But in fact, our blood pressure goes up because it need to go up. And so it is a very, very simple. If you really think carefully, it's so simple. Like when you have very high fat diet, what would your body do if your blood is so thick? Okay, and therefore, as I told you this morning, that all the red blood cells which carries the oxygen is what? Stuck together, and at the same time, the blood cannot flow freely, right? Through the blood vessels. So what happened? Then blood pressure has to go up, right? Because, you know, the circulation is difficult. Why? the blood becomes thicker. So, but your cells all requires oxygen supply. So to supply that oxygen, your body will what? Raise the blood pressure, right? So when you're angry, when you're under the stress, when you're eating very what? Greasy food, it is natural that your blood pressure will go up, right? Yeah. How about when you're eating something very salty? When you're eating something very salty, then your blood becomes saltier. So what happens? Then the water in the cells come to the where? Come to salty blood, right? Because the difference in osmotic pressure, right? So the blood volume increases, right? So blood pressure will go up, right? So for the blood pressure to go up, it is a normal response. This blood pressure has to go up. That's why it is going up, right? When your blood vessel is hardened and narrowed, blood pressure has to what? Has to go up. Yeah. Why? Because before your blood vessel were wide open and it was so easy for the blood to go through. So heart did not have to pump that hard, right? Now blood vessel is narrow. It's what? Stiff. It does not really what? Open up. So heart has to what? Pump blood stronger to pass this blood through this narrow blood vessel. That's why blood pressure goes up. Having higher blood pressure, if you have higher blood pressure, you must find out why your body raises your blood pressure. Why? Because it is what? It is a necessary process, isn't it? It's a necessary thing to have high blood pressure. Isn't that right? Yeah. Yeah. So, what if you just take a blood pressure medication and it forces your blood pressure down? Then your body will try even harder to raise that blood pressure which was forced down, right? Yeah. See? It is very, very important to, when you have a higher blood pressure or even diabetes in whatever disease, we need to find out why. Why my blood pressure is higher, right? So we have to solve that why problem, the real cause of the high blood pressure, right? Yeah. When we have a depression problem, we need to find out why, right? What is the cause of the depression? Rather than keep on taking antidepressant, right? Yeah. So, especially in blood pressure treatment, there's really this important point we need to really understand first, rather than putting our effort simply to lower the blood pressure, right? Yeah. So, believe me that no matter who you are, when you have high blood pressure, there must be the reason, right? Mm-hmm. Why your blood pressure has to be higher. Okay. Until the cause is removed from your everyday life, you know, then just simply taking medication to lower your blood pressure does not give you any kind of solution. If you do so, then your body will be continually trying so hard to what? To raise that pressure again. See? So you keep on struggling with that cause which is hidden. Okay. So, the blood pressure, I want you to remember, blood pressure has a lot to do with the kidney. So, it is very interesting. When you have a dog, okay, and we anesthetize the dog, dog does not know anything because dog is under anesthesia. Okay. And you open the dog's belly, and then there's a blood vessel going to the both kidney, right and the left kidney. The blood vessel which is going to the kidney, we call it renal arteries. Okay. So when we doctors simply tie up that renal arteries and make renal artery narrower, this dog does not know what we are doing. Guess what happened to the dog? We're simply tying down. The renal artery was this wide. Then we're tying down and the renal artery is squeezing down and become this narrow. What happened? Blood vessel goes up. Blood pressure goes up. Why? This is very interesting, you know. Very interesting. See, your kidney and your blood pressure is so closely related. Why? Because your kidney is very important. Your kidney's job is what? Is a cleansing, right? Filtering out all this waste product from the blood. So kidney's job is so important. If renal arteries is narrowed down, what happened? It's emergency. Why? Your kidney says, not enough blood is coming, right? Yeah, not enough blood is coming. So kidney immediately calls up brain, you know. We need to filter up the waste. And, you know, blood supply has been what? Decreased. We need more supply. So brain is immediately cooperating with the kidney, and brain pumps, you know, and to send more blood to the kidney, only thing it can do is what? Raise blood pressure. So that's why when you have high blood pressure, your doctors always check your kidney first. See? Yeah. And so sometimes you have some kind of sick kidney, okay? You have some kind of disease called autoimmune, you know, renal insufficiency. Then your kidney is not really filtering enough blood. Your kidney is not doing good job. Then heart is what? Wow, we need to supply more blood to kidney. So it raises what? Blood pressure. So, so kidney and blood pressure is so closely related. So that's why when you take blood pressure medication, the biggest trouble is what? It's kidney. Kidney needed higher blood pressure to receive more blood to be able to filter, you know, cleanse more blood. But now kidney feel that what? Blood pressure is going down, being forced down by medication, and kidney is not really receiving enough blood. So kidney complains, see, to the brain, and brain listens. That's why this kind of phenomena happens. If you go to doctor and take some blood pressure medication, then your blood pressure is down. Then kidney says, what's the matter? How come not enough blood is coming? You know? So for your kidney standpoint, it's no good. Why? Blood pressure should be higher so they can what? Receive more blood. Let's say this person eat very high, what? Fatty diet on top of that, this person has atherosclerosis, the blood vessel is narrowed, right? So your brain figured it is right to raise blood pressure to be able to send sufficient amount of blood to the kidney, right? Now you went to doctor and you took some medication. That medication usually start with what? Diuretics, okay? So first blood pressure medication doctors prescribe is usually diuretics. If you take that medication, it helps you what? Urinate more. So as you urinate more and your blood volume shrinks, right? Then of course, when volume of the blood shrinks, then blood pressure what? It drops, of course. But your kidney does not like it. What is it? How come I don't receive enough blood? So it calls long distance to the brain. We need more blood coming, so I can what? Filter more blood, cleanse more blood. And brain thought, brain found out that's true. So after you begin to take medication, two or 3 months later, you check the blood pressure again. Guess what happened? Your blood pressure is up again. And you're still taking medication. Yeah. Then you go back to doctor complaining. Doctor, every day I took medication and my blood pressure is up again. So doctor says what? Well, we need to double your dose. Yeah, that's what we do. No. So double the dose, and then you come back home and you urinate more, blood pressure is down again, and then kidney says, what's happening? See, it is a continual struggle, okay? Okay. You started it, Luke, from here. Okay. So this kind of continual struggle, see? And your body is trying to what? Trying to do its best for you. But we only look at what? Numbers. Your body is trying to supply sufficient amount of oxygen. Now we look at the number, we say, this number has to go down. What a misunderstanding. See? So we're dealing the problem. Our struggle is with the numbers, right? But body is trying to do you good. God is trying very hard to clean your blood, right? To supply sufficient amount of oxygen, right? What a discrepancy here. This is, I think, modern medicine's dilemma is here, right? Yeah. So, the doses of medication, the diuretics is doubled, and you urinate more, your blood pressure goes down, then your kidney has a more problem, So your kidney complains. Then your brain says, okay, I can see the problem. Okay, so let me then talk to heart. So what happens is your brain promote to produce more adrenaline. Okay, so adrenaline can push your heart, pump harder. See, yeah. So there's more adrenaline, and this is what scientists found out. Ha ha, kidney complains, and brain stimulate more adrenaline production, right? So, do you know what is a medical mentality is? Adrenaline is increased. Then, we need to invent something to what? To block that adrenaline working on the heart, right? Do you know what do we call that medication? Beta blocker. Yeah. That's what beta blocker is. Its name sounds so great, right? But you know, okay, we will have to find out some kind of chemical which blocks adrenaline action on the heart. Then we can combat with what? High blood pressure. We never get to the point, right? We're only struggling with the numbers. If we can find, we can produce, manufacture that kind of medication, then we'll make lots of money. Right? Yeah. You know, beta blocker came out. Boy, it was hit. You know, lots of money. People felt great. Why? Because as adrenaline begin to be produced more, you become what? More sort of uptight and so on. But when you take a beta blocker, you feel what? Calm. You know. And your blood pressure goes down. Wow, this is like heaven, you know. And then all television, newspaper says what? High blood pressure conquered. Is it really? You know. Well, 3 to 4 months later, what happened? Your kidney is complaining bitterly. Yeah. Then heart and brain has to what? Promote more adrenaline produced, right? Then you go back to doctor because blood pressure is higher again, and your doctor has to what? Increase beta blocker again. When you do this about 2 or 3 times, then the amount of the dosage of the beta blocker become very huge. Then you begin to experience what? Side effect. We all need some amount of adrenaline, you know. If I don't have any adrenaline produced, I cannot give this exciting lecture, you know. Let's say I have no adrenaline, then I'll be probably talking like this. Like this. Well, blood pressure. Yeah. It has no power in it, you know. So we all need some adrenaline, see. Adrenaline is good, you know. When it is too much, then it is problem. But we got to have adrenaline. The biggest problem with the beta blocker is this. See, when you have a sex life in your marriage, especially men have to have some adrenaline to have what? Strong erection. But when adrenaline is all blocked, erection cannot be achieved. So, you pushed your blood pressure number down. However, what? The serious side effect. You feel tired. You feel sort of what? So slow. And you cannot have any erection. Then, guess what? The pharmaceutical company, did they already knew this going to happen or not? They knew. They did all animal experiment. They knew exactly what's going to happen if you continuously using this medication and an increase and increase and increase. And what is going to happen? They know. They know it all. Okay. So therefore, they calculate, okay, from the beginning of the what? Beginning of the selling, the marketing, this new wonderful product called the beta blocker, and start marketing, and how long after, many years after, how many years after, it is not going to be what? Be sold so popular anymore. They know. They know. They are already anticipating that. See. So as soon as beta carotene is marketed, They know someday people will not buy this anymore. Therefore, they're immediately getting into what? Another next product. Okay. In the meantime, television, newspaper is what? Saying blood pressure conquered. And pharmaceutical company says, that's a good voice, you know. They know. They know it's not conquered, the blood pressure problem. They know how long it's going to be used, right? How many years after, it's no longer going to be what? Effective drug anymore. See? This is the world. Okay. So, pharmaceutical company begin to think, what shall we do? What kind of new product we can develop? They call it what? R&D, right? Research and development, putting lots of money into it. And they are focusing on, let's see, we need to, because beta blocker, what the beta blocker does is, when adrenaline comes and make your heart contract, you know, strong, and then raise blood pressure. So you block that adrenaline activity on the heart. Now, you cannot block that adrenaline anymore, right? To do so, you have to take huge doses, so people are not going to do that anymore. So they have to figure out the different way to interfere the contraction of the heart muscle. So they took out heart muscle, and they really observed how heart muscle contracts. They really do the research, you know. Very high tech. You know what they found out? Whenever muscle cell contract, the calcium in the blood rushes into the muscle cell. See? If calcium do not rush into the muscle cell cannot what? Contract. Hey, so what kind of medication you are thinking about? Calcium channel blocker. Do you know what calcium channel is? Because they found out a door opens for the calcium. That door, they call the calcium channel. Right? So we need to what? Block the calcium channel so calcium cannot enter into the heart muscle cell. Then heart muscle cell is not going to be able to what? Contract so strong. That's next generation drug, okay? So they developed calcium channel block. And the newspaper, television says, new product on the market. Now we finally conquered blood pressure. Yeah. Sometimes the news reporters are very innocent, okay? Yeah. It's the fact. Because it works for the time being, right? Yeah. But if you really look into foundation of the problem, you know it is not going to solve the whole problem, right? It simply blocks the calcium channel, you know. So you took now calcium channel blocker and the blood pressure is down. Kidney said, what is this time, you know? Boy, this guy is so persistent, right? Anyway, kidney calls the brain. By this time, brain is getting tired of a telephone call, you know, coming from kidney. See, whenever he pick up the phone, who is this? I'm kidney. You know. So brain is getting headache. Boy, we can't stop kidney, right? So then whenever kidney complains, you know, the heart, the brain has to do something, right? To raise blood pressure, to listen to kidney, right? Because what kidney says is right. Because kidney has right to claim that. So brain has to follow that, follow up, right? So raise blood pressure. So brain raises again. And then your doctor says what? Well, we're going to have to double the dose again. So you follow same processes like this. So you double. And then you raise again. Guess what happened? It is not your heart muscle cell alone requires calcium, you know, rushing in whenever it functions. All your body cell requires calcium. Calcium is so important, right? In every single cell in your body. See? For the brain cell function properly, you require a lot of calcium. That's why we have a huge calcium deposit. You know, we have bone like this here, bone. Okay. I had this bone, you know, for the 60 years. To me, it's always same size, same bone. Is it same? Calcium changes in and out all the time. It is not the bone I saw a month ago, you know. The calcium, it was here a month ago, is gone. And actually, there is what? New calcium supply has been gone into my bone. And this is really new bone, actually, every day. Isn't it interesting? We are new every day, you know that? Yes. So, just like your hair is new hair every day, right? Yeah. Hair keep on growing. And then you cut your hair. And then, you know, then it's a new hair, isn't it? Yeah. We are new. Yeah. You got to think you're new, you know. I told you about that the woman's postmenopausal symptoms. So, according to my talk, what was the main reason the woman who's getting a postmenopausal symptom was? Bad meaning was what? What was the main bad meaning?
Life's over.
Yeah, my life is over. Okay, I'm done with this. And now I'm no longer a productive woman, therefore my life is over. What a thinking, right? Yeah. Because that means what? I have no more meaning. My entire meaning was menstruation, the productivity. Now I am non-productive, therefore my value, my meaning to live is over. If you think so, it's going to what? Influence your estrogen gene. Not only your estrogen gene, but also what? Entire body genes. See? Yes. And that's why people with what? Severe postmenopausal symptoms, that means whose estrogen is what? Produced much less, getting more severe, more of Alzheimer's disease, osteoporosis. All this what? Very what? Aging process is so much more common. I think, unfortunately, we doctors think it is related to what? Estrogen level. See? So we think if we give estrogen supplement, then we can prevent what? Alzheimer's disease. You know, that's not so. Then we get into trouble, right? Because this woman already thought what? Oh, there's no more period. Okay, my life is over. Okay, then your old genes begin to what? Your old gene used to be, yes, active. Mm. Then, you know, it is very important for you to be engaged in some kind of work which you really truly believe it is meaningful. You know that? That's so important for your health. Yeah, so important for your health. You know what is the most tragic thing is? People get older, like become 60, 65. Then suddenly they find what? I don't know what to do. That's the moment you begin to really get older. You know. Uh-oh, What am I going to do? That's why retirement is the most dangerous thing for the men, really. Yeah. Once you retire, then suddenly you have nowhere to go, nothing to do. You know, your genes are confused. Should I work? Should we work? Yeah. Hmm. You know? So it's the meaning. So when you want to retire, make sure you prepare yourself to get in what? To do very meaningful work. Really. That's critical for your health, future health, really. It is so critical. And so, as your work, as your life become more meaningful, let me guarantee you, you're going to be healthier than ever. And then you begin to get younger, you know, because you recover the age, you are aged already faster than it should be, right? You can recover that. Right? So that's why it is a meaningful thing to do, something meaningful. But unfortunately, you know what people choose to do? What other people think it is meaningful. See? That's very unfortunate. Yeah. In fact, in reality, it's not so meaningful. But everybody else thinks it is what? Meaningful. Then you start to do so, then you're stressed out, you know? You don't feel any meaning. But other people think what? Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are doing good, important work. And we say, oh, yeah, you know. But in fact, there's no real spark in it. Then it become, it really, then people begin to have what? Burnout. Why? Because you're being pushed from the people. Because people says you're doing what? Good work. And you cannot stop it. Why? Because you are recognized as if you're doing what? Something very important. You don't want to lose people's praise. You don't want to lose people's recognition. Why? Because people think you're doing important work. See? Right? You know, it is so easy for us to deceive ourselves, you know that? By what? By the mass, you know, by this big, you know, number of people think so. Because we are so what? Craving the praise from other people. Yeah. Well, whenever you're praised, you feel what? Enthusiastic for a while. But when you get really tired, overwhelmed, right? And then you're pooped, then you say, you're really in conflict whether to whether to what? Give up this praise, right? And to seek more meaningful thing? Or you just continue to do and receive the praise, you know. We always get to the point to become, we have to be honest at some point. When you refuse the honesty, and then things begin to go out of hand. You know? Yeah. So that's why it is so important to find a meaningful thing to do. See? So, you know, when I was dealing with many people with high blood pressure, the stress is one of the what? The biggest cause of the blood pressure problem. You know, it's. I met one lady like this. She is a Korean woman. She's a principal of one of the best, you know, highest level high school. All Koreans know if they say we call it Gyeonggi, you know, women's high school. You know, then wow, you know, we all know. Whoever graduated that high school is so smart. And she used to be principal for that Kyunki High School, Women's High School. And so she becomes 63, and she had to retire. That's a legal retirement age, 63. And she was always what? Going to the hiking every morning, you know, to do the morning exercise. She was a very disciplined woman, you know, to maintain her health. And then, you know, she have a good healthy breakfast. And then chauffeur comes from school, pick her up to the school, right? And then all teachers, you know, bow down. You know, it's a Korean way, right? Down. And that every morning she has students, you know, 600 students. Now she's giving, you know, nice, you know, instructions, and she is busy all day long. So every day she's living, she's thinking what? She's living meaningful life. Okay. And she never had high blood pressure. You know, it was so interesting. She now retired. She was looking forward for the retirement. Because people wants to retire, you know. That's bad. Without really preparing for the, you know, more meaningful thing, you shouldn't retire. Suddenly you retire, and she wasn't prepared at all. But she was so busy, it was stressful, right? But yet, so she was looking forward to retirement. And she retired, suddenly, she didn't feel like going hiking, you know. And chauffeur never came. She has no place to go. She doesn't know how to even drive car, you know. Suddenly, her value, her meaning to exist, disappeared. She doesn't know why she should live, right? You know, that's the most biggest stress. Our concept of stress has been so distorted. You know, whenever I counsel with people, many people say to me, like, Dr. Lee, you say that the stress is the cause of the, all the diseases, but you know what, Dr. Lee, I have no stress. I have a good marriage. I have, you know, we have enough money saved, and all our children are what? Doing fine. I have nothing to worry about. I have no stress. You know what? She thinks she has no stress. But while she was talking about her stress, you know what? She does not see it is what? What she is saying to me is, Dr. Lee, I don't know why I should be alive. You know, that's the biggest stress. I know. I deal with a lot of wealthy people, you know. A lot of wealthy people who are so lucky that they raise their good children. Children cause no problem, you know. And they have financial stabilities, and yet, you know, like this principal. Next day, she noticed what? Have headache. Then check blood pressure. Blood pressure is high. Well, she has a financial stability, right? Her children are doing fine. You know. What was the reason blood pressure going up? You know, the stress, the more, we are all talking about conscious stress. But more important stress is what? Subconscious stress. Subconsciously, why do I live? You know? Why do I live? What's the meaning for me? You know? But since everybody else thinks you are what? You're in good situation. You don't have to worry about money. You don't have to worry about your husband. You don't have to worry about what? See, your mother-in-law is already passed out. You know? Oh, you got everything. Why you have high blood pressure? I know. I don't have any stress. A lot of people come to me and talk like that. Wealthy people, you know. But I can see what their stress is, right? You know, it's very interesting. If you don't have financial stability and you have to work every day, you don't have high blood pressure. Really. You know, there are many wealthy Korean women nowadays. They have nothing to do all day long. You know, so they go to sauna, you know, they play card game. It's a high society. They are the one who has all kinds of diseases. But everybody else is one, envying their situation. Oh, I wish I could be like them, you know. They don't have to work. You know how miserable it is? You don't have to work, right? That means what? At least when you have something to do that is immediately connecting to your own reason, your own meaning, why you should exist. The biggest stress is you don't realize, you don't explain, you don't present the reason why you should what? Exist. That's the biggest stress. See? And the people deny that stress, you know that? People just on the surface says, I have a lot of money, you know. My children, I did a good job raising my children, so and so. There's a value system, see. I think it's a really big problem, see. So this meaninglessness is the biggest stress, I found out, you know. The moment you find the meaning, yes, I'm going to do this, I think this is the most meaningful thing to do. From that point on, you're happy. Suddenly, you find what? Why you should exist in this world. See? Subconsciously, it changes your subconscious problem. So, that's why, everything you do, you have to feel what? Meaning. Whenever you repeat meaninglessness, you remember when I talk about the Pavlov's dog, right? Pavlov's dog. And finally you rang the bell and you didn't give yummy stuff, right? And dog was deceived. Now the ringing bell sounds become meaningless, right? So once you repeat once and okay, dog said, okay. Then second time, okay. There's no more meaning, right? Third time, what happened? Don't repeat this meaningless stuff, you know. Meaninglessness make you angry. Really? Believe me, yes. See? That's why it is very annoying. You went to church and you found out no meaning. It is so annoying, see? But everybody is suppressing that what? That anger. I'm not saying you express it, okay? We need to improve it. We need to have what? Meaning back. Yeah. You know, you went to church. You spent what? You spent at least 3 hours in the church, right? If those 3 hours was meaningful to you, then you're happy all day long, right? That meaning becomes spark to you, right? Yeah. That's why when you come here, this kind of retreat, you listen to the lecture. Wow, it was a meaningful hour, right? Then you know what? Your all day is happy day. Why? Because you're already happy that you are in meaningful business. See? Right, see? Meaninglessness, it causes such unhappiness. You know, no matter how much you're surrounded by wealth, right? Convenience, comfort. And you find yourself, why am I here? You know, what am I doing? Very angry. You get angry. Yeah. Many times, you know, depression coming from that. One of the most important cause of high blood pressure and depression is what? You're beginning to feel meaninglessness. What am I doing? You know. And then sometimes, when you don't know the answer, you know, it's meaninglessness, but you feel, I don't know why. You know, this is how people feel. Dr. Lee, I don't know why I get angry. I don't know why. I don't know why my blood pressure goes up. See? It is what? Subconscious anger due to the what? Meaninglessness is beginning to burst out. That's why it is so important to decide in your life what is meaningful thing for you, right? So, how fortunate I am to find God, you know? Because all meaning comes from God, right? Yeah. God is the fountain spring of what? The water called, that name of water is meaning. See? Fountain of the meaning. Fountain of the truth, right? Do you know what is thirstiness? You feel thirsty, why? When you feel what? Meaninglessness, then you feel thirsty. So, I'm so happy to find what? Oh, you know, and this meaningful work, right? And to share with you, you know, then your eyes is sparked and your eyes begin to sparkling, you know, and alive. And, this, you know, Herbert says, amen, you know, yeah, yeah. And this is wonderful, see. Giving life. While I'm receiving life, at the same time I can give that life coming from God to others. What a meaningful thing to do, right? Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I think Patty is going to get younger. She's already young, yeah. Yeah. You're feeling great. Hey, you know. Hey. You know, really, within this boundary of the home, like this home, what a beautiful thing's been happening, right? Yeah. Even dinner table, you know, oh, everywhere, every corner, you know. What a meaning is flowing out, right? And we really all feel that, oh, you're in what? Warm bathtub all the time, right? Yeah, yeah. And it was a wonderful feeling, you know. Yeah. This is what our genes need to experience, see. It is just like that. You know that woman had high blood pressure. Out of blue. A lot of times this happens, believe me. Right after what? Right after retirement. A lot of things pop out. You know. Yes. A lot of men get sick, even dies. You know. Very interesting. Let me show you interesting slide here, okay? This is very interesting slide. This chapter called, this is from a book, this is a study done by, I forgot, yeah. This is actually, I got this slide from Dean Ornish's book. Okay. The Healing Power, it's not the Dean Ornish's own work, but he got from somebody else. The Healing Power of what? Intimacy. Okay. Intimacy. being intimate has power. Why? Because intimate means what? Intimate means love, isn't it? Yeah. The percentage of patients dying within 6 months of heart surgery. When patients have open heart surgery, okay, well, average, you know, death rate during the operation, if you're so good, it's about 5%. But average what? About 10%. 10% dies during the open heart surgery. And this, why? Because this is really scary surgery, isn't it? Right? You actually open the heart and you just, you know, cut here and there and do something with your own heart. Even psychologically, it's what? Overwhelming, you know, procedure. And even though you survived the surgery and the surgery, open heart surgery was what? Well done. Not due to the complication of what? Surgery itself. Everything is going well as far as your heart is concerned. Yet, if you did 100 patients when, you know, had a successful open heart surgery, about 17, 18% of people, almost 20% of people dies within 6 months for no known reason. You know? No known reason. So, doctors could not find any kind of medical reason why they should die within 6 months of heart surgery. After they pass the 6 months, survival rate is good, but a lot of people dies within 6 months. Okay. So, some researchers asked this question. Do you participate in group activity? In your case, answer is what? Yes. So yes. And do you receive any kind of religious strength and comfort? In your case, yes. So you're doing it both, you know, both of them at one time. Isn't that nice? Yeah. Yes and yes. And no and no. I don't participate in any group activity. Forget it. I don't want to be with that kind of nerds there. Yeah. That's what I used to say, you know. Yeah. I can spend my own time more meaningfully, you know. And religious strength and comfort? No way. You know. Look, how many people dies? 22, right? 22% dies. Look, yes and yes. Only what? 3%. What a difference! Shocking difference. See? That's why it is very healthy to attend the church where the love is, right? Yeah. It's a group activity. It is what? You receive religious comfort, right? Mm-hmm. Wow, right? You know, why? Why is this? Because our genes respond to what? Love, meaning. If you don't give any what? Kind of input into your gene, you know? Then your gene all depressed. You got to find some kind of meanings. Gotta do something meaningful, right? Yeah. Well, almost what? 7 to 8 times different. Isn't that interesting? No, yes. Yes, no, or what? In the middle, right? Sort of 10, 9, or 8. Isn't that interesting? See? Now, I have a problem here. I have a problem. You may not have a problem, but I always see the what? Problem here. Problem. Do you know what the problem is? When if there's a 7 to 8 times difference, that is what? It's real difference, isn't it? It's real difference. It's not a coincidental difference. There must be what? Real difference. If there is a real serious difference, why does 3 people still dies? What kind of people are they? Can you guess?
They're scared.
No spark. Yeah. They are there. You know, if you ask, were you there in the Arizona retreat? Yes. Answer was yes, however, there was what? No spark. It was boring. Oh boy, what time is it? I'm glad this is over, you know. Yeah. So, yes, it was yes, but it's not true. Yes, right? It was, of course they participated in Arizona retreat. That was not truth. It was what? Only fact. See. Do you go to church? Yes. But it was a fact. See. Then you don't really reap the benefit. Only in truth there is life. There's a power. See. Wow. That's why when people come to New Start program, New Start program, do you know how I feel? Their blood pressure drops, their sugar drops very easily. But unfortunately, people think, well, this vegetarian diet works. I'm sorry. It's not really diet, you know? Well, this exercise really works. I'm so sorry. You know, I think that exercise and diet only contributed 10%. Do you know what was the real reason? Finally, people think they are what? Doing something what? Meaningful. They feel good about themselves. Yes. When you eat something you know it is bad, then you still go ahead and eat. Do you know how it is so meaningless to you subconsciously? What am I doing? But I want to do it anyway, you know. You know, the eating becomes what? Meaningless. You know how powerful it is? You made up your mind that from today, I'm going to eat what? Healthy. That what? Decision again is what? Probably the most meaningful decision you ever made in your life. See? That alone invigorates you, vitalizes you. You know, I made up my mind. This decision is a meaningful decision. That alone can relieve your stress of the meaninglessness. Yeah. People don't see it. Then people only give glory to what? Wow, you know, brown rice really works. Of course, it's better than white rice, you know. But just because you ate brown rice, you know, just only a few days, like 2-3 days, it will never lower your blood pressure, you know. But you know what? Why in New Start program, response is so fast and so quick? Because from the first evening lecture, people find, I'm glad I'm here. Then everything becomes turning loose, you know. We need to focus on meaning. The meaning which is the truth. The truth coming from what? God. See? So that's why, when there is a meaning, if you're meaningful all by yourself, it's no fun, you know. Yeah. When it is meaningful, we all together, you know, cast all your burdens on him. Lovely. Can you imagine? You are not in this program. You're not listening to lecture. Can you sing that song so happily? It's meaningless, you know. But when you now understand what you heard from the lecture, you're glad you're here, then you begin to sing that song. You know how powerful that song is to your genes? Really? That's why I ask my patients, don't forget to sing this, you know. I ask my patient to sing the moment you wake up. So, and husband, wife, honey, let's sing. You know, I have a Parkinson's disease patient, okay? Parkinson's disease patient. You know. And Mel, you had a little accident today?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you're sitting there? Instead of sitting here?
No.
Oh, okay.
Soft chair better.
Okay. But I already saw you sitting right there, and you know, I always enjoy your sparkling eyes, you know. And, well, today she's sort of laid back a little bit. And Parkinson's disease patient couple came. You know what? They really was serious. Every morning they wake up, they did it. And then they did the stretching, drink 2 glasses of water, you know? You know, these 3 things before your breakfast, you know, it changes your entire day. Amen. You know, entire day is under the meaning, new meaning. They live that way, that way. The woman, the wife, was Parkinson's disease. You know, when she came to Wima Institute, I had to go up to the bus. I had to put her what? On my bed, because she could not come down. See? She was on the wheelchair. She could not walk. See? On much better day, she could walk a few steps, you know? Maybe just going to bathroom by her own, you know, steps. But most of the time she was what? Wheelchair ridden woman. That much. It was bad situation. On top of that, you know, somebody did the sort of sham surgery on the brain, you know? And really ruined her up here. So the husband and both of them really got what? Sparked. You know, they're enlightened. They do. And they did every day. You know what? 6 months later, she doesn't need a wheelchair anymore. Okay. But still had a problem. Okay. So 6 months later, I went to Korea. I met them. And she was able to what? Walk with the sticks. Yeah. Then, 2 years later, I went to Korea. I met her again. All these times, she was keep on doing what? Yeah, every day. Yeah. I was doing a big seminar. It was a sort of New Start alumni seminar. Okay. So it was only what? 3 days, you know. So we have about 200 people. And after my lecture was done, you know, she was coming toward me with the sticks. So I said, okay, she's not in a wheelchair, that's good. But she is not really gotten well, right, for the past 2 years. But she was coming to me. And everybody is looking at her. You know, mm-hmm. Why she's coming to Dr. Lee, right? So I said, well, how are you doing? Good. You know what she was doing? you came, and she asked people to get up to the what? This podium, okay? So as I helped her to come up to the podium, guess what she does? Once she got on the podium, do you know what she did?
Dance.
She threw the sticks away. Do you know what she did in front of 200 people? Wow. You know, that boosts my faith on power of God. Really? Really? Wow! You know. Yeah. Wow! Wow, praise God! You know. Dr. Lee did not heal her, right? But that's why she was living with Jesus every day. You know, casting all the burdens, you know. It happens. See? She was, you know, a wheelchair ridden for 4 years. Yes. Amazing, you know. That's why you can see my enthusiasm, right? Yeah. God showed me again and again, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Many people cannot believe it. See? As a physician, I was told that Dr. Sang, you are too spiritual, you know, as a physician. And I got confused, you know. And I say usually, you know what, doctor? I want to be more spiritual than this. Yeah, really. Yeah. And now, that was several years ago. Now I have what? Now I have evidence that new brain cell can what? Regenerate. See? Yeah. So that's why she was healed. But at that time, we did not know that brain cell can regenerate. But God was still doing it, right? Finally, God showing scientifically, brain cell does what? Regenerate in adulthood too. Yes. Wonderful. Yes. So, as we, you know, get like a four, you know, late 40s and we get into the 50s, all our idea is what? Oh boy, I'm getting into what? That age. You know. Don't ever think that way. You know what? Scientists found out in best condition, you know, human being can live up to what? 120, right? Yeah. Well, that's what Bible says too, right? Yeah. After the Noah's flood, right? Yeah. God says, you can live 120, right? And I believe that, you know. But the reason why human beings do not live 120 is because we are all seeing, we're living, what? In the environment, overwhelming environment where people dies in the 70s and 80s, right? So we just, what? We just have ourselves belong to that group. I'm also going to die, what? Around that age. So whenever we have a certain stigma of the age, right? 50, then you're now going down. 60, you're old. 70, you better get ready, you know. 80, you never know when. 90, it's strange, you know. Yeah. What a bad meaning to the age. Do you know what I decide to do, to think now about my age? Okay, I'm going to live 120. Okay, I'm going. Therefore, since I have 120 years old, 120 I'm going to live, so now I'm only what? Just lived only half of the, you know. Finally, I reached half. So, in terms of what? Football game, right? finally, it was finished what?
Half time.
See, whether you're going to have a successful life or not is determined in the second half. You know that? So, finally, now I began. Ladies and gentlemen, now I began. Now finally the whistle's blown to start what? Second half. Yeah, isn't that nice? Yeah. So we need to what? We need to form this kind of what? Support group. That's why support group works. Okay. You can see support group works, right? Yeah. It makes such a difference. Yeah. Such a difference. Yeah. So that's why we need to form this support group to communicate, to encourage, you know, and help others, right? Amen. Then you're the one who's going to be what? Reaping the most benefit. See? So in a way, in that sense, Patty is the selfiest woman in this room. To wants to reap what? The most benefit. See? You know. So I don't want you to be that 3%, right? So when you remove out, that means what? If you're really in the group participation, if you're really in receiving religious strength and comfort, your statistic is what? 0%.
Amen.
Right? 0%. That 3% is a statistical fact. I mean, 3% is not true. It's only what? Statistical what? Fact. Statistical fact. So you know it is so powerful to be involved. Involved in with a true heart. Right? True heart. I want to do it. See? That's why I tell my friend here in Herbert and Peter, let's work together to help, you know, to help other young people who are in this what? Kind of trouble, right? Amen. In the future. Yes. Is there anything better than them to do, right? Yeah, yeah. That's right. So meaningful. See, when I said that Herbert yesterday, did you hear he said? Yes, praise the Lord. You know. Yeah. So, you know, when meaning is clear, your mind becomes so what? Straight, you know. So, a lot of times depressed people, you know, with some other emotional problem, their mind is like this all the time. You know, even you, if you lose meaning, it'll be what? Like this. But when you begin to see what? This is meaningful! Then suddenly, it becomes stable. See? So that meaning is again reinforced. Then it goes, see? You cannot get rid of depression until you get new meaning, right? You know, there's no question about it. So that's why even blood pressure, a lot of times there's unexplainable blood pressure. Do you know what is the most common diagnosis? Diagnosis means what? Name of the disease. Okay. Most common diagnosis you get when you have high blood pressure. If your kidney has a problem, that's what the cause of blood pressure. Then we call renal hypertension. Okay. And if you have some kind of hormonal problem, it's what? Hormonal hypertension. What is the most common diagnosis on hypertension is?
Idiopathic
or essential. Essential hypertension, idiopathic hypertension. Essential hypertension. Do you know what essential hypertension means? When you have high blood pressure, you go to doctors. 97% of people with high blood pressure will get the diagnosis what? Essential hypertension. Do you know what it means? We cannot explain it. That's the way it is. Why? Why doctors cannot find it? Find the real reason. Because so far in medical school training, we never have been taught what? The meaning is the problem. See? The meaninglessness. We do not see it as a true cause of the problem. Most essential hypertension is meaninglessness. See? That's the base, the root of the stress problem. See? So when you find the real meaning, suddenly you feel what? Happiness. Happiness. So Mel, I want you to do it every morning, you know? See? When we sing, you have a problem not doing this, you know. You have full of smile, but I don't know why you don't do this. So from today, you're going to start it, right? Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. Right. Then, because in our program, we measure who's going to be healed fast. It's depending upon how active your hand goes like this. And there's a lot of people, they begin with this. So embarrassed. Smile, smile. The next day, smile, smile. Then it was third day, but smile, smile, smile. So then that's the way they improve, you know. But people from the beginning, well, smile, smile, smile. Yeah. Yeah. The other one who get who got the spark, right? Yeah. And so you know, it's, believe me, okay, diet and exercise does contribute. There's no question about that, right? However, main reason for the healing is what? Spark, the meaning. When people begin to say, think, wow, I didn't know this. I'm glad I'm learning this, and I made up my mind I'm going to do this, right? That itself is so, so therapeutic. Yeah. So healing. See? Yeah. So, you know, it's so interesting. Like a young lady, you know, three guys are approaching. Please marry me. Please marry me. And you're so unhappy with the three guys. Which one should I marry? Oh, this guy is... This guy is good in this aspect. It's so stressful, right? But once you decide what? Commit yourself. I'm going to give my heart to this guy, right? Then suddenly you're out of cloud, right? Yeah. You're happy. As long as you say, which guy is better for me, then you're not happy. But the moment you make up your mind, what? I'm going to give my life for him, right? Then you get everything. Wow. That's why, I'm sorry that I'm a man, okay? Why, you know what? The only thing sorry, that the point sorry that I'm not a woman is that I cannot taste that meaningfulness the woman experience. Do you know when is that? First child, right? The first child is born. You went through such a labor pain, you know. Finally, you have this little thing, which is going to cause larger problem. But you don't care. You know it's going to, you know, this thing going to cause what? Larger problem. You're going to have to wake up middle of night. You're going to have to change diapers, you know. He's going to get sick. And you're going to worry about him. A lot of bad things ahead of you, right? But you know what? That moment is the happiest moment. Why? That moment, you don't care. You don't care. How difficult it is going to be, you don't care. All you know is, I'm going to love this guy, right? That's the meaning. When the love is pure, that's the most powerful meaning there is. You know. That's why when you have a stress, there's so many people in this world, you know, are now going to some strange method to relieve the stress. They don't want to come to the what? Love. Why? Because love have to change diapers. Yeah. Yeah. Love has to suffer. Love is wrong, long suffering, you know. People don't want to suffer. Yeah. Love has to endure, you know that? Yes. And that's the most meaningful thing. But you know what? People don't want to endure. People don't want to long suffer. People want to have immediate gratification. Without suffering. See? And you know, in the near future, this world will be what? Offered a new statue, new idol. Just like King Nebuchadnezzar, the powerful King Nebuchadnezzar, powerful king of Babylon, conquered the whole world, and he what? He made all the people of the world worship what? One religion. Regardless of any religion whatsoever you have, he what? He forced you to bow down to what? New Babylonian religion. New religion he formed. You know? You know what? This is what's going on today. The new religion, formation of new religion is underway. Okay. When you look at that new religion, that's a beautiful golden statue. Okay. Everyone says what? Wow. This is a beautiful teaching. If you have a stress, come to the church. You know, we'll just tell you what to do, how to breathe. You know, then you have a normal stress. And you do that, it works. You don't have to long suffer. You don't have to struggle to forgive, right? Boy, it's like a magic. It is magic, in fact. Why? Because evil spirit. Satan's spirit is what? Manipulating your gene. Because you believe in that kind of system. You want to have what? Immediate gratification. New religion, which will be wonderful. Everyone will be what? Absorbed into. Why? You don't have to suffer. See? That's Revelation chapter 13. See? Yeah. And the fire comes down from the heaven, right? In the sight of yours. Yeah. Because every lot of people will see, you know, saying, oh, I received the Holy Spirit. If you go to that church, okay, new religion, that church will worship Jesus. But the Jesus
who has nothing to do with the suffering. Only name is Jesus, you know. And then you get, you attend that worship service. Then you receive the fire. Wow! You know, feeling fantastic. Satan gonna deceive us that way, see? Really. Oh, finally I experienced the Holy Spirit. You know, then you ask them, would you like to eat healthy diet? We don't care about diet. All we need is what? Fire. When the fire comes, we feel great. Yeah. What to call that? How come I can't really speak? It is a what of the beast?
Mark.
No, not mark.
Image.
Image of beast. That's image of beast. Yeah. New image. New image. Wow. The image of new religion. You know? That's a Nebuchadnezzar's golden statue. You know, if you study Revelation 13, there's what? The beast from the land, a beast from the ocean is what? Yeah, okay? Papacy, right? And the beast out of what? Land is America, right? And so soon, these two power will be what? Uniting and form like a powerful formation like Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon. And then to rule entire world, they need what? Unified religion. Said, this is the one you worship. This is what? Image of beast. Okay, and here we have to have what? Distinctive message. See? Really. Otherwise, everybody going to be sucked into this most amazingly charming, wonderful experience of what? Spiritualism. See? Yet they say there is a Jesus. Jesus give it to you. Jesus give you this. Jesus will give you what? Fire. Fire coming down from the heaven in the what? In the sight of the man. People will see the fire in their sight. It may not be in the sky, you know. In their what? Sight. So people will say, did you see that fire? I did. See? In the sight of the man. You know what? I saw the fire, you know. I saw the fire in 1982. I almost was deceived. Oh, that's a long story. I don't want to get into that. Really. And so it is important to really know. So that's why we need to have what? We need to form support group. See? We need to form support group. See? And we need to pray together, pray for each other, right? Yeah. I feel wonderful, you know. I feel wonderful with Herbert. Why? Because this is a wonderful sign that he is getting better. Do you know why? Because he came to me yesterday, Dr. Lee, don't you think I need to pray for Jason?
Amen.
Wow. Yeah. Finally, he began to pay attention for what? Others. Yeah. Yeah. Right. See? That's a gift of God. You know that? Yeah. 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 So, until then, he was always angry. Why? Why am I this way? Right? Yeah. Me. Why am I? That was the wrong guy, right? Wrong voice. No, it's wonderful, you know, because so it's recovering, meaning we lost, right? So blood pressure is no problem, really. So if you begin to eat, see, this healthy diet, doing exercise, water, you know, and then spark, find the meaning. Oh, your blood pressure is a piece of cake, really. Really. And also at the same time, when you have atherosclerosis, okay, like your blood vessel is like this, this is blood vessel, this is a normal blood vessel here, healthy, right? There are three layers, right? This outside layer, middle muscle layer, inner what? Inner layer, which is we call the endothelial cell layer, very round, very cute, right? But the cholesterol can accumulate like this, right? Look at this. And accumulate, and then what? See, smaller is accumulation of cholesterol here. And then sometimes it what? It cracks. See, the cholesterol accumulate here, cracks like a volcano, you know? Then bleeding and all debris goes out into the blood vessel, and what? It forms what? Clot. This we call thrombus. Blocked, then you have heart attack. You have stroke. Okay. So, like this. So this is, see, this is a cracked, now volcano, you know, thrombus formation, and this blood vessel is blocked. This is how you have heart attack. See? Now, can this go away? It's wonderful, you know. When you begin to do the new start, see, when you keep on being under stress, eating some high fatty food, you know, your body becomes desperate to get rid of that fat for you, you know, because when you have too much sickness in the blood, because you took too much fat in the diet, it's not healthy, right? Because it interferes what? Smooth circulation, right? You know what your liver do? So your liver feeling what? Urgent. So that's why your liver begin to produce something called LDL, low density lipoprotein. Okay, right here. See, LDL. Okay, LDL. So your liver produce this. This sort of captures cholesterol and the triglyceride, the fat in your blood, and carries into the liver. So there goes the liver, knock knock, and the liver opens the door. They then dump, you know, cholesterol and the fat into the liver. See? So if you eat, drink alcohol a lot, and eat a lot of sweets, and eat a lot of fat, then eventually your liver become what? Fatty liver. Because this LDL is trying to remove the fat and cholesterol from your circulation. Because this is no good. See? God is working hard, even though what? You eat those things. God says, please don't eat. God says, please don't eat fat. You know, in the Leviticus chapter 3. Okay. And but even though you eat, God is still what? Working hard to produce this LDL and to remove that. You know. Then once the liver is sort of filled up, liver begins to refuse. We cannot accept you anymore. Then LDL goes back to the blood circulation. Then they accumulate, they dump on the blood vessel. That's why your blood vessel become thicker and thicker. Then you beginning to have heart angina, pain, and some dizziness. You know, you're almost getting stroke. Then somebody told you to go to New Start, right? You already been taking high blood pressure pill for the past 4 years, right? And you thought blood pressure is under control, but in the meantime, your blood vessel become thicker and thicker, narrower and narrower, see? Coming closer to the stroke, see? And God is still working hard. It is God is trying to clear your circulation. So, you know, LDL is produced. God produced LDL to what? For you not to have, for you to have at least what? Good circulation. But when it is what? Too much accumulated, bad time is coming, right? At that time, God sends someone to you. Please go to what? New Start. You finally agree to come. And then you finally begin to eat this, you know, good, you know, healthy food, no fat, right? No cholesterol, and then exercise, singing, you know, more sparks. You know what? Boy, this inside your body says, hey, our blood become clear. And this person now do the stretching, right? And now exercising. We need to improve what? Circulation. How? We don't need the LDL anymore, right? Because this guy is not eating fat and cholesterol anymore. So God was glad to shut down what? LDL gene. Then instead, which gene? HDL gene got active, sent spark. HDL gene is activated. When HDL is produced, HDL goes out your blood vessel, and HDL found, wow, lots of cholesterol accumulated, right? And then HDL dissolves. Dissolves the cholesterol, okay? And then take it to the liver. And the liver dismantle the cholesterol. And excrete into the bile. Okay. Then it goes out to the duodenum. And then, the moment, then you eat like an apple or lots of fiber, right? Then fiber was waiting in the small intestine. And when this what? Cholesterol, which is dismantled, comes into you, then fiber absorbs. The next morning, pull up. What a wonderful system God has built in, right? Yes, praise the Lord. See? That's why, you know, cast all your blood. See, he already knows what is going to happen and what to do. He just prepared all this program perfect. Only thing we can do is what? Just put our trust into His hand. Amen. Amen. Yeah. That is His job, cleansing, you know, all our atherosclerotic blood vessel and open up for us. Wow. See? It is so clear. And otherwise, why He prepared the gene in our liver cell to produce HDL or LDL, right? He knew what to do. See? So whatever disease you have high blood pressure, you have a cancer, whatever, God already knows how to heal it, right?
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of things we haven't found out yet, right? God has more secret, which we scientists will find in near future. Therefore, cast all the burdens on our what? Loving Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. You are truly God, omniscient God. You know of all. You know everything. That's why you put all the program, wonderful program, to heal in our system, in our genes. Thank you for that, Father. Thank you that we have that. Only thing now we have to do is casting all our worries and burdens to you, and let your spark come to us and activate your program and heal us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's all good. God is so good. God is so good, He's so good to me. All right, hallelujah.